Wednesday, May 7th, Feast of St. Stanislaus. The lesson from Wisdom chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Then shall the just stand with great constancy against those that have afflicted them and taken away their labors. These, seeing it, shall be troubled with terrible fear, and shall be amazed at the suddenness of their unexpected salvation, saying within themselves, repenting, and groaning for anguish of spirit, "These are they whom we had some time in derision and for a parable of reproach. We fools esteem their life madness and their end without honor. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints." Haydock Commentary. At the day of judgment, the just and the reprobate know each other's condition. See Luke 16:20. Worldlings derided those who strove to obtain the goods of eternity and thought they labored in vain. The change of sentiment in the reprobate proceeds not from the love of virtue and is useless. The Gospel from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he will take away, and every one that beareth fruit, he will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch, and shall wither, and they shall gather him up, and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you." Haydock Commentary. St. Augustine says, "Christ speaks of himself as man when he compares himself to a vine, his disciples to the branches, and his Father to the husbandman. He himself as God is also the husbandman. Without me you can do nothing that shall be meritorious of a reward in heaven." These words are supposed to have been spoken by our Savior when on the road as he was going from the house where he had supped to the Garden of Olives. It was then about midnight, though many other interpreters think they were spoken before Jesus Christ left the house. He here shows that the virtuous themselves stand in need of the help of the husbandman. Therefore the Almighty sends them tribulations and temptations that they may be cleansed and rendered firm like the vine, which, the more it is pruned, the more vigorous are its shoots. So says St. John Chrysostom. On account of our being in this world, we sometimes ask for that which is not expedient for us. But these things will not be granted us if we remain in Christ, who never grants us anything unless it be profitable to us. So says St. Augustine. If we abide in Christ by a lively faith, and his words abide in us by a lively ardent charity, which can make us produce the fruits of good works, all that we ask will be granted us. These conditional expressions, "if you remain in the vine," "if you keep my commandments," etc., give us to understand that our perseverance and salvation are upon conditions to be fulfilled by us. So says St. Augustine.